Hello, Pesto Posse. Welcome to the Pesto Pete's Podcast, episode 51B. I'm out on a lake. A pond. Semi-frozen with Tercy Mofo. Say hello.
Hello, it's me, Tercy Mofo. I'll send you a pic for Instagram, so disclose the location.
Right, because we're killing it.
We can't show you. We're killing the pickerel, man. They are just fear us. Pickerel fear us.
Pickerel do
anyway,
fear us.
Anyway, we're out here having a little podcast gold.
And yeah, we were like, we just had podcast gold.
Ooh. That one's going.
Where?
I just went to this one.
Oh, let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, we're walking over. We might have a fish. This close one?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So we're out on about 3.5 inch. Oh, yeah, it is. There's definitely some. Charlie, that's you. That's you, yeah.
You podcast.
I'm going to podcast, and I'm going to do
catch
a...
this fish.
It's heading that way, so...
Put beer down.
So, didn't even kick up the flag.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, I don't know.
Go, he's going. No, don't freak him out. And he's going that way, so pull it out this way.
I see him.
And then... Get your hand on the, we got something?
Hold on.
This is uncharacteristic. No. I didn't.
That was weird.
Yeah, well, it was weird.
I think he stole my bait, though.
No, that's weird with the ice right there. Yeah, he did steal the bait.
I told you.
All right. I'm going to give you that one.
All right. I'll get the bait. You just keep podcasting.
All right. We got a little seagull here. Jimmy the seagull. We named him. I know it's not the best thing in the world to name animals. But we're going to name this one Jimmy because he looks like a Jimmy. We'll take a picture of him and put it on the Pesto Pete 24 on Instagram. But so Tercy Mofo's coming back. We had a great afternoon. We came out at 3 o'clock. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment ice fishing endeavor. We don't have a lot of ice here in Massachusetts. But... I got Tursty's gonna bait the hook.
Very moderate, so we got
moderate
and jeans on.
Yeah.
So which is nice, you know.
Doesn't suck.
It's nice because you're not cold.
Although the sun's going down.
Yeah,
it's getting a little chilly. But we're warriors, we're Vikings. Look at the geese coming in too. So Timo, you know what, Timo? Let me just
I got this fella.
All right. So Timo's gonna hook up.
He's a
fighter. We got a shiner that just does not want to get a hook through his backbone. not too deep. You don't want to pierce the swim bladder. But too late now.
His tail's still wagging.
I don't know if that's called wagging or if that's called pain. Yeah, he's dropping down to the bottom. So here, you pull up the line. You do the...
Okay, I got you.
So we had a miss hit. We had our first one. We were a 4 for 4.
Yeah.
Unlike our friends across the lake who can probably hear me. Oh, they got another flag, dude.
Oh, that thing took a lot of line.
Yeah.
I told you. And for some reason, the flag didn't go up.
Well, we should have probably let it sit, but that was
what,
you know... right there is good. He's, you know what? He's vertical. I mean,
horizontal.
His fin is up.
Fish-like.
Yes, he looks like a fish. So then, no, I wouldn't set that yet. Put that in and then set it, okay. So it doesn't hit you in the eyeball.
Okay.
So we're out here. It's about 4 o'clock. We got more light than normal, and good clean fun. Tercy Mofo clearing his lungs. And Jimmy's still standing there thinking we're going to give him some kind of a cracker or something.
I'd like to give a shout out to Honor.
Dude. It was empty enough that it didn't spill.
I'd like to give a shout out to Under Armour underwear, long johns, because they're getting the job done today.
Yeah, well, dude, I was out 2 weeks ago. It was 14, and the feel like was 1.
Ooh.
So right now we're probably in the mid 40s, and we have a 50.
It's around 38 right now.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely under 40. Now the sun's gone down.
Oh well, yeah. So we're approaching the last 45 minutes or an hour of our endeavor here. And we have increasing temperatures all week till, I don't know, 54 or something on Saturday.
Yeah,
so
sucks.
We figured we'd put a couple hours in, and we caught, well, four. We have four or five. Well, I'm not going to even count that. I'm not counting that.
Why? He ran with it.
The flag never went up.
Yeah, but I think that's because I rigged it wrong. I had it on Asian style. So,
what does that mean?
We can't talk about that. Could be offensive to some listeners, but I just had a different kind of rig on there. But I could see the flag was flapping and the line was going out. But then, man, I got over there and nothing. Nothing.
No,
I didn't even get a chance to set the hook. He stole the bait.
Well, that's how we do out here on the ice fishing lakes of northern New England, central New England. But it's beautiful.
Sure is.
Sure is beautiful. Here's Jimmy the Seagull standing there doing his thing.
He looks cold. His back is hunched up. Feathers are all...
I don't know if he's cold or he's angry.
You know what? You need to kill a goose to get yourself a nice goose down jacket or something.
Why don't we fill down jackets with seagull feathers? They can't be any worse.
No, they right? can be pretty insulated. Because,
right. This guy's out here. It's not like he's... even if you're by the coast, can you imagine being on the Cape right now? How cold it is?
Oh, yeah. So what do you want to talk about? The gear, the equipment, the technique we got going on here? Just the personalities?
I will say that ice auger, a propane, an Eskimo HD40, HC40?
Guinea 5000.
It's propane. It's driven by a one-pound propane container that I've actually found an adapter for where you can fill one-pounders from 20-pounders. So instead of costing you $10 a piece, they cost you $1 a piece.
Yeah, but then when you go to use your gas grill, you get no gas.
You got to put aside a couple of tanks for your one-pounders. But, oh, we got one?
No, I need a beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You put me in a friggin' attack mode.
So we were just talking about footwear, and I'm wearing some crazy English, some crazy muck boots that I think are made in England. I don't even know the brand name, but I bought them for our boar hunt a couple years ago during COVID.
Dude, hog hunters don't call them boar.
Well, hogs.
Hog hunters. We call them
whatever they were. They're going down.
Yeah, and you dropped one.
But anyway,
no question.
I got these on with some wool socks I bought at Ocean State Job Lot, and I am a happy camper. I'll tell you, my feet are toasty warm.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, it's not that cold out.
I know, but standing around on the ice.
No, yeah, it does. It does draw the heat out of you.
I mean, I know the Italians are like the sled dogs. They're bred to be out on the ice.
That's right.
But us Swedes,
Swedes aren't. You don't know ice in Sweden?
No, we know. We're used to more moderate climate. You know?
Yeah, Yeah, Sweden's very moderate.
Well, you know, as I mentioned in the last podcast, in 51A, my blood is thinned out from being in Costa Rica in 90.
That was 51. This is A.
No, this is B.
No.
You said B when you
announced. Did I?
Yeah, you said
B. Oh, God. Now I feel
stupid. No, I think you did say A. I'm sorry. I thought it
This is going nowhere fast.
Yeah, this is
going. So we did the
delete file quick.
We did the ice fishing attack mode at 2:30 in the afternoon. So I went light. I didn't bring out the whole sled. The big sled. I brought the little sled and just what we needed. 10 or 12 tip-ups or traps or tilts. Everyone has a new name for them. And picked up a bunch of shiners and the ice auger, cooler full of beer, no food, and some jigging rods, which you haven't jigged yet. No Clams Casino out on the ice today. But this was a 2 or 3 hour shot to catch some fish, see what happens. And we literally caught 3 fish in the first 15 minutes. And then one a little bit later than that. And we've been a little dry right now. A little dry spell. We missed that one. But
nothing to do with me.
No, you were. I was going
to
take a video and say, this is, if you want to ice fish, this is how you do it. Timo had it dialed in. So, no, it's all good. We're going to put pictures, actually old pictures to the to the followers on Instagram from our last podcast. Timo just sent me monkey pictures today. Monkeys sitting on sticks. And we're going to send some pics from today. But nothing is nothing better than being on the ice. We're in Millis, Massachusetts. Oh, I can't. Well, that doesn't. I'm not going to give away the exact location. But it's. Dude, all right? I'm going to. Oh, except for this stupid seagull yelling. Well, what are
Jimmy's
you doing?
Wife.
Jimmy. He's pissed.
No, Jimmy took off.
He did.
Jimmy's wife.
So if we, for 1 second, the only thing you're going to hear is the aerator in the minnow bucket. But other than that, listen to this. And those guys behind us. But it's quiet. It's serene. Nothing better than this.
It's as quiet as a quiet cat.
Quiet cat. Q-U-I-E-T-K-A-T. Quiet cat. So this is just, it's just slick. Like, you know, it's kind of fun to be able to come out and do a quick trip, you know, a couple hours,
quick
four hitter, fish.
Hitter.
We're happy.
Quick
we're happy. What else you want to say, dude?
And my hands smell like pickerel. I'm a happy
kid. Well, it's funny. So in the last few years, I've caught more pickerel than anyone we know. So my new nickname is Pickerel Pete. So we may have to change a podcast.
Pickerel Pete.
Yeah, Pickerel Pete's podcast. I do kind of like that.
I like it better.
Oh, better.
Pickerel's all about food, you know. Pickerel's about
right. Pickerel's all about
here.
Yeah.
I've been fishing for them.
I don't know. I don't think pickerel are nationwide, and there's no pickerel in Germany and all the other countries that follow us, Bahamas.
So let's talk about this ice, Pete. So this is the kind of ice where it got skimmed over with ice, and then it snowed a little bit, and then
dude, excuse me, but look, there's an eagle.
Ooh.
See him?
Oh yeah.
Bald eagle just flew by. That is so cool.
He's watching those pickerel.
Oh, he's got a flag. I hate those guys.
So the ice, it melted a little bit, and then we got a freeze. So this is like ice. There's no snow on top of it.
Right. This is 2.5 or 3 inches of solid ice.
Skating rink.
So there's good ice, and there's not so good ice. And this is good ice because it's solid right through.
And
You gotta kind of know that.
Yeah,
although
Thursday has felt 265 frame made a little. I made a couple cracks.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised we're not floating on a big chunk by ourselves right now.
Yeah. Oh,
did he
crack? What do they got? Over
he had no. He had another short strike.
They just keep getting the flag goes up and then there's nothing on the hook.
Dude, we're 100%.
Well,
no, we're not counting that one.
Okay, I'm counting them.
No, don't. No. All right. So then, what's 4 of 5 is what? 80.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so too. That's 4 or 5.
That
beers.
Was fast. That was fast. How
that's
quick we came up with
five
that.
5 beers.
But you know, it's so perfect out here.
Yeah, and, you know who would love this? The Bish.
Oh, the Bish. You know, we started talking about the Bish on the last podcast, and then we stopped talking about the Bish.
Well, we ran out of time.
Well, we were supposed to do a podcast with the Bish, but he had some illness. He came back from Wisconsin, and then everybody in the house was sick, and then I didn't feel good that week. I had a weird situation.
When was
going.
He home? Was that when he was in Costa Rica?
2 weeks ago, yeah. No, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sorry, Bish.
Sorry, Bish.
Yeah,
but we'll get you back on. We're gonna get you back on remote.
Remotely.
Yeah, remote. See how thirsty mofo and I said remote at the same time.
We got a lot of technology.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with my Anchor by Spotify. We got technology. So So we're sitting out here just waiting for a flag to pop up. And for our listeners who don't know how this works, go online. There's different techniques to ice fishing. So we drilled holes with the propane auger, the HC40 from Eskimo. But you cut a hole, and then you put in these traps. Now, I'll take pictures of them so we can kind of get a feel for it. But it's basically a wooden frame that the line goes down with a shiner on it. And when the shiner gets pulled by a fish, the flag goes up. It's exciting as shit. You run over. You feel like you're 12 years old again. Don't you?
I do.
12?
13.
13, yeah. I thought.
Because I had a little woody.
Oh, that. Well, I figured in New Hampshire it'd be like 12 is the new 11.
Well, 13, because I could actually read at that point.
Oh, right. That's right. You started reading at 13.
Yeah.
What's that, seventh grade?
Yeah. Not for me.
What is that? Hey, 11th grade?
Stop bragging. No, it was fifth.
Right, I went the other way. So, okay, so this is a mini cast, as we call it. Look at this crack right here, dude. And look at the paw prints going across. That's so cool.
Yeah, there's like a fox
or a coyote or something.
Something.
Ran across the ice.
Entire length of this, they ran through it.
They zigzagged.
When it was in that slushy, ice and slushy then a little bit of snow. They went through the snow, and then it froze over with their foot, like dinosaur footprints.
You know? So where we are, for those of you who are in our region, it kind of attaches to the Charles River. The Charles River that... Oh, dude, we got a flag.
We got a flag.
All right, we're going out.
There we go.
You can hear my cleats, my ice cleats. We got a flag. You're walking out, and when you walk out to your flag, you always look at the other flags because you just get this feeling like if it happens once, it's going to happen twice. Oh, and it's zinging. Dude, you got to grab this. It is zinging. It's zinging. No, you do it. You do it. Yeah, it's yours. You got to get on it quick. You get on it quick. Dude, set the hook quick. No, just grab that, the line. Oh, my God. Set it.
It's nothing. There's no resistance whatsoever.
Oh my God!
There's no
that thing
whatsoever.
Was zinging.
There was no resistance.
Wow!
Look, he took out a shit ton of line.
Yeah, he did.
And he stole the bait, bastard.
We got a couple more.
Oh, he cut the line he cut the off.
Pike.
Oh,
probably a pike.
Oh, Petey!
Wow! All
right, you keep talking. I'm gonna grab the bait.
All right,
we
can go back and get a hook. We lost. So we're 4 for 5. So we lost
4 for 6.
I don't count that other one.
All right.
So we just lost. That thing was
honking.
Smoking. That was smoking.
When I grabbed the line, it was no resistance whatsoever. He had already cut it off.
He already cut the line. I've never seen anything like, honestly, in the 35, 40 years I've been ice fishing, I've never seen anything like that.
That line was going.
Wow. So we have a couple of shiners left. We're going to have to do a new hook.
All right, we're going
to
get him.
All right, all right.
You get some circle hooks?
Yeah, I do. So
all right.
We're going to cut it short here. We're 17 minutes in. It's a mini cast. So what do you think?
All right, I like it. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll give you a follow-up on how we made out tonight.
Boom. Check out Instagram, PestoP24, and we'll have some pics.
All
Take
right.
care, folks.
See ya.
Boom.